Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie is The Conspirator, directed by Robert Redford. It's the true story about Mary, the only woman accused of the conspiracy to assassinate President Lincoln. But the accusations, they might be all a ruse just to flush out her son, who's on the run.
You aware the trial of the conspirators begins today?
What are we to do?
Defend one of the eight.
Her son John was Booth's right hand.
You understand what you've been charged with? If found guilty, you could hang?
I am a Southerner and a devoted mother, but I am no assassin.
Now, I am a big fan of Robert Redford movies, and I have two favorites, Spy Game and The Sting. Not at all related to this movie in any way. I'm just saying, you know, you can't go too wrong with a Robert Redford movie when he's involved. But back to this movie. Usually movies about true stories, you pretty much know how they're going to end, but this story just so happens to have happened a long, long time ago, and I had no idea how it was going to end. Which means, either I wasn't paying attention in that day in history class, or they didn't tell us about it. Which might mean that the conspiracy here is a whole lot bigger than the conspiracy to convict Mary, but what if the conspiracy is to keep all kids oblivious to the conspiracy to convict Mary? Why? I have no idea. So probably I just wasn't paying attention in class. So if you're up for a true story done in an interesting and entertaining way, this one might be for you. Now into a movie a whole lot more lighthearted, it's Rio. Now Blue, he's taken from his South American home as a baby bird and happily grows up in Minnesota, but he has an obligation to propagate his species, so he goes back to Rio for the adventure of a lifetime. Problem is, he's not your ordinary bird, and he has bad guys after him.
Are you ready?
For what? Oh, wow. Crazy love hawk.
Whoa, hey, what are you doing?
No.
Just met!
What are you doing?
Getting out of here! I can't fly! Is there anything else I need to know?
Yes, I can't fly, I pick my beak, and once in a while I pee in the birdbath.
So the same people who did Ice Age made this movie. One of my all-time favorite creatures is from Ice Age. It's Scat, that prehistoric squirrel obsessed with his acorn. So theoretically, there was a really good chance that Rio was going to be cute, creative, and fun to watch. So was it? Oh, definitely. Lots of adventure, and every creature in this one is adorable, even the humans. There are birds and monkeys, thugs and good guys, and even a bulldog. Not to mention Blue, and he's a baby bird. So cute. And of course, the music. Jamie Foxx and will.i.am are a couple of characters, and they sing up a storm. And you get a couple of bonuses. Before the movie, you get to see a short movie where Scat stars in his own super adventure, and after the movie, you won't be able to resist shaking your own tail feather. So, on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Rio is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.